Hi, everyone. It is about 3 o'clock, Thursday, March 7th, and this is Michael Abernathy. I'm here with Kate Croxton.
Hello.
Kate has spent a good while on a story now about noise complaints involving the NAA, National Agents Alliance, conference centers, and sort of where that intersects with police and city and ordinances and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Am I way off base?
No. No, and the neighbors, the Arden Crossing neighbors, this has been kind of an ongoing battle for a few years now. And the thing was, about a year ago, I did an article about some complaints. And since then, I hadn't really heard anything. And I think the city was kind of going through the same thing. I wasn't really getting any updates or any new information. And then all of a sudden, at the February 4th council meeting, Chief Jeffrey Smythe said, "Oh yeah, this is still ongoing." And in the last month, I've met with a couple of residents. I reached out to Andy Albright, who's the president and I think founder of NAA. I've met with city officials, police officials. I'm trying to get everyone all updated over the last year's worth of information.
So. Yeah. So this was an ongoing problem that just hadn't been brought back to your attention?
Or, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. How long have you been working on this story, this iteration of the story?
Probably since that February 4th council meeting, so okay. A little bit over a month now.
Yeah. And what are some of the things that you've been doing? I mean, because it's not like you just sit at a desk and look through notes.
Right. No, so one of the first things I did was actually I had a resident reach out to me. Her name's Kim Draylock. I did a story from her point of view. Met with her, oh gosh, 2 times? Went out to her house at one point. She was showing me, how close the center is and kind of gave me a little tour of the neighborhood. After that, I met with Chief Jeffrey Smythe. I met with City Manager Harden Watkins. I reached out to Andy Albright. So I kind of tried to get my fingers in as many holes as I could.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to get a fair perspective of this. I didn't want it just to be from Kim's perspective or just from Andy's perspective, because that was a complaint I've had gotten over the last article, was a lot of people felt like it was just from the city or just from Albright.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, though, that was because a lot of the residents didn't want to go on the record with me.
Yeah.
That actually happened to me again. This time I went out, spoke with one resident for over an hour. They were telling me all their stories, and then a few days later they told me they did not want the story to be published.
Did they give you a reason why, or they just said
they didn't want anything more to do with it.
Okay.
And they said that they were actually looking into moving. So
okay.
I just kind of said thank you and went about my business.
When you went out there, it seems like you went out one night or one afternoon when they were having an event to see if you could hear something.
Right. So this was the same time where I met that resident who decided to go off the record, or I guess retract their record with me. This was during an event for the Jack and Jill Foundation. I think it was like February 16th, I want to say, but that could not be the exact
date. That's the Morris Day.
That was the
Morris Day.
So it would be the next one,
the
23rd. And I sat in their home for over an hour and I didn't hear anything.
Did they hear anything?
No.
Yeah.
No, there was nothing. And I later asked Chief Smythe, hey, did anything happen during that event? And he said that they received no complaints, like from the 911 center. And he drove out there for a bit after I had already left. And no one, tagged down his car to say, hey, we want to complain. So apparently that event went off without any kind of problems.
Yeah, okay. But there were some issues the weekend of the Morris Day and the Time concert.
Yes, there were a lot of issues. And the big part was that at 3 o'clock there was supposed to be a sound check.
Mm-hmm.
The band had not arrived yet.
Yeah.
So NAA was trying to, I guess, comply with the police. So they just played music through their sound system. The problem was when the band came for the actual performance, they brought their own sound system and they're a live band.
Yeah.
So the music quality was way, way louder than what they had already heard at the sound check. And I think that Smythe said the police received like 7 or 8 complaints over the next few hours from residents. And, he and Lieutenant Mark Yancey, they were out driving around the neighborhood, checking on everyone. Several residents came up to them to issue complaints.
Yeah.
So it might have been the same person complaining twice, but they got at least 7 or 8 phone complaints and then several in-person complaints.
Okay. I mean, what is, NAA's position in this. And let's back up.
Okay.
So there are two centers there.
Yes, there's the old center. I don't think it has like an official title, or if it does, I'm just not aware of it. That one's on like the far back end of NAA.
Yep.
And then the newer hall, it's called Prosperity Hall. That's, I think it's the closest hall to the residence.
Mm-hmm.
And that hall appears to not have been insulated properly. There's concrete walls, concrete basement. Yeah. There's metal walls.
Have you been in there?
I went in when they first opened it in 2017, yeah. September 2017. That's the only time I've been in there.
Yeah. So when you're hearing this, that it's not insulated properly, where are you getting that from?
That's from city officials. One person I know who said it definitely is Harden Watkins.
Okay.
But it's
city manager, for those of you who may not know.
Yes. He's one that I can definitely say has said that, but I know there's been several others.
Okay.
And the thing is, apparently Prosperity Hall is now like a noise buffer to the old center. So even when they have events there, for example, the Jack and Jill Foundation event, it's muffled because the new center
is blocking
some of the
sound.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does NAA say?
So their stance is that it's kind of they keep saying it's one or two grumpy neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like they have complied. They've done a lot of what the city and police have asked from them. I tried getting some information from Andy and couldn't really get a straightforward response from him. So I'm not 100% sure where their stance is right now.
Yeah. But and then from the city's perspective, do they have any teeth? Are there any kind of ordinances? Where does this stand with the city? And has NAA complied with what's in the books?
So I think the exact phrase city says they want an ordinance with more, so they have more teeth, an ordinance with more teeth so they can get some more power. So right now the city ordinance, it's off the reasonable man perspective. So I think what it states is that, you know, a loud sound that any reasonable person would say is loud. And it's like, well, how do you define a reasonable person?
Yeah.
So it's a very subjective, muddy ordinance. And they're looking into new ordinances right now, particularly ones that have a decibel level.
Mm-hmm.
So like, let's say they set it to 60. If NAA is above 60, then they can automatically say, hey, you guys went above it. We're going to give you a citation.
Right.
Whereas right now, it's just, oh, well, we've had neighbors complain, but it's not all the neighbors. It's not a certain amount of neighbors. So how do you cite them for that?
Yeah, right. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
Right. So the NAA, technically, they're not doing anything wrong.
No.
Right?
You could say, though, they do know how much too much is.
Yeah.
So why not just turn the volume down? And I asked Andy that, and he didn't respond to that question.
What times of day are these programs? I mean, I'm imagining these are weekends and then evenings and early nights.
So a vast majority of them are. I do know that at least twice a year, NAA has this big, I think it's a like inner convention.
National, kind of a national convention.
Yeah, and it goes on for 4 days. So
yeah.
I think it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So yeah, it's the tail end of the weekend. But I know that they do have things throughout the day. For example, several weeks ago, I was at the Chamber of Commerce dinner. That was on, I think, a Tuesday or Wednesday night. Yeah.
They're an event center.
Yes. Yeah, so it's not, I mean, the majority of it, yes, is weekends from what I can tell. But that's not the only time.
Okay. It's not like police are getting calls at 3 a.m.
No.
Yeah, this is, it's 10 o'clock. And
I will say this. I know that NAA recently, or not recently, in the last couple of years, they said that they make events end by 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Before that, I don't know when the events were ending, but I know that in the last year or two, around 11 o'clock, that's when they really have everything wrapped up and everyone's going home.
What's next? Just the city is exploring options?
So right now, yep, the city's exploring options. Chief Smythe said that NAA staff reached out to him. They said that they want to share some more plans that they've come up with. I have no idea what that means or what those plans are.
Yeah.
Smythe is still working on trying to get a date set to meet with them because Andy's a really busy guy. So kind of waiting on those two things to happen. And right now the citizens are just kind of at the mercy of NAA.
Well, thanks, Kate.
Yeah.
Thanks. And everybody, you can read the story if you're not already in it. you can read the story online at thetimesnews.com or pick up the Friday edition of the paper. That's March 8th. Mm-hmm. And we'll follow. We'll, I'm sure, check back in on this if there are developments.
Yeah. So funny enough, Kim Draluck called me yesterday and, mm-hmm. and asked me, like, if I have more information or more updates, will you be there to write on it? I said, absolutely. Just, you know, in the last year, no one was calling me or emailing me saying, hey, we still have problems. So now it just seems like this has come to everyone's attention and it's going to stay there. So.
Okay. Well, hopefully there's a solution that yes. will work out for everybody, for NAA to be able to run its business and do what it needs to do yeah. in its event center and on its property, and for neighbors to get some peace and quiet when they feel like they want it.
And I say this in my article. I mean, that's a problem that Chief Smythe has, is it's not a universal complaint. It's a couple yeah. of neighbors who are really, really angry. It's a lot of neighbors who are just kind of in the middle, where it's like, it bothers me sometimes, but not all the times. And then Smythe told me there's a few neighbors that are completely okay with it. Yeah. Doesn't bother them at all.
Right.
So it's like, how do you meet the needs of all the neighbors when they don't even have
yeah.
a set ground on what bothers them and what doesn't?
Without being overly punitive to a business.
Right, right.
So, well, thank you again, Kate.
Yeah, anytime.
All right.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.